from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Order seems to be on its way to being restored in Turkey. What you're hearing is a television news broadcast in Turkey from some hours ago as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is being interviewed by a news anchor regarding the attempted coup that began yesterday evening. The newswoman is actually holding her cell phone as Erdogan appears on camera via FaceTime. He assures her that he is still in control and the coup instigators will pay a heavy price for their treason to Turkey. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul and has more for VOA.
The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is declaring that the coup has been defeated. This has been echoed by his prime minister, Binali Yildirim. He said that there are a few remaining pockets of resistance, but most of the coup, people involved in the coup, have now been detained. According to figures now, over 300 soldiers have been are now in custody. There are pictures all on social media and on TV showing the soldiers being led away by police. There have also been some pictures on social media of dead soldiers and others being attacked by crowds. It's been a night of unprecedented violence in the country's history.
Prime Minister Yildirim addressed the nation on Saturday afternoon, calling the night a dark stain for the Turkish state. The death penalty is not currently permitted in the Turkish constitution, but Yildirim has indicated the government may seek to change this. He blamed the coup on followers of U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is